Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves. We can talk more about the Silk Road trial. Ross Ulbricht in court again today in Manhattan in what is week number three of what could be a six-week trial. We are continuing coverage here on Free Talk Live, and big thanks to the folks over at the Liberty Beat for doing a great job of covering things there in Manhattan at thelibertybeat.com. We'll continue with that here in moments. Plus, Chris Cantwell brings a gun to the New Hampshire State House. We'll explain what happened with that situation, and if we get the chance, the elementary school poop inspection. Very disturbing story that Mark has brought in to share with us here tonight. But we've got Anand on the line here who is having difficulty communicating the ideas of liberty with people in family and friends. And this is a situation that everyone has had. All liberty-minded people, especially when you're new to the ideas, you want to share them with all of the people you care about. And inevitably, that's going to run up against some problems. I mean, Mark, Chris, can you relate to this?
I basically just defood as a result of this.
What does that mean?
I have departure from my family of origin. I haven't really been speaking to them. As we discussed on here, I sort of went home for like the Christmas break and I got into this and I was just like, you know what, I can't do this anymore. And it's extraordinarily frustrating because, I mean,
this is after how many years?
Well, this is after, I don't want
to... You're not new to libertarianism.
No, I mean, I've been at this since, not very long, 2009.
So you're saying
I would go so far as to say that I'm better at articulating these ideas than a lot of other people. And even in that situation...
You still can't get anywhere.
You still can't get anywhere. And it's one of these things that, like, I get really upset by it because what they're really saying is that they choose the state over me, right? That they're saying, well, if you disobey the state, well, then the state should kidnap and cage and threaten your life and do all sorts of horrible things to you. And I've been locked up twice, man. I don't take it lightly that people are saying that I should be in prison. You know, it's a really sick, offensive thing to say to somebody. And when your family members will do that, it hurts. So, and that can make it even more difficult to articulate your point because then there's a bunch of emotion thrown into it. And this is no longer just a discussion about economics.
So, Anand, are you still with us? I think we still have Anand here. I brought him back.
Yeah, we still.
You are there. Okay, great.
I'm still on there. I'm listening.
You know, I would say to the more specific thing. I mean, when you had tried to explain sort of the roads thing to your people,
tough issue.
Well, I'm not sure that it is. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that you could address it. One of the things that I've tried to say is like, all right, let's try to imagine like an orderly dissolution of the state. The state's going to go away. Well, the state has a lot of debts. You know, the state has debts and it has assets, so it can auction them off. Right. So there's a lot of roads. Roads are valuable services. Everybody wants roads, you know, because the government stifles innovation and we don't all have personal flying machines yet. But that's besides the point. You say, hey, the state has assets and debts. So let it auction off its assets to pay its debts and dissolve itself like any good bankrupt corporation.
Right. I think that most people won't deny that what we talk about is morally superior here on Free Talk Live. The ideas of liberty are morally superior. Now, how do we get from...
A lot of good that does you.
Right.
In a conversation.
Right. How do we get from here to there can really be... Like, it's a big sticking point. And
strategies differ.
I'm sorry, what's that?
This is where the strategies differ. Some advise critical Leninism, some advise a peaceful stuff like that.
So I would address it that way. I would say, first off, I would try to get them to agree that what you propose, this imaginary world of where the ideas of liberty are, the moral compass, is superior, and then ask them, how do you think we could go from government ownership of the roads to? Because the more you can get them to, if they can answer the questions, then their mind's working on it.
They're the ones coming to the conclusion.
If you're bringing to the table on a silver platter the steak that they're going to then cut up, then that's just you've given them the job. The job is to cut up your steak. Tell them to go in the kitchen to cook the steak.
So something I'd like to add in here is that sometimes the situation can and the circumstances of these conversations can be important. So are you kind of pushing these conversations on people? Like, you sit down to the dinner table?
No, I don't really push conversations on that. Sometimes they come up and they invite, since a lot of people know that I'm a libertarian, that inevitably comes up.
So then they inquire of you. Okay, that's usually the best situation, is where they're inquiring something of you. So that's good that you're not pushing things on them. What I would also recommend is that you check out the Advocates for Self-Government. They do really good work on helping people become better communicators, because as what you were saying last hour, Chris, is certainly true. I mean, we've got some great ideas, and even though we're good at communicating them, sometimes it just doesn't work. But we can be better, right? You can start out at X, and you can be X times 2 as far as being, you know, a better communicator of these ideas.
Right, and if you want to be a better communicator, what are the things that I think, because really at the center of all this is economics, and that I think is really paramount. So if you go to libertyclassroom.com enter in code FTL, you can get Tom Woods' Liberty Classroom, an entire year of it, for just $20. The code's only good for 24 hours from the time Tom was on the show.
That's a great
point.
So
that would actually, he was talking about it earlier, I don't know if you caught it, but they go through like a regular economics book and then give it a point-by-point critique. I would definitely suggest checking that out.
Okay, by the way, I'd like to add that as I read Christopher Cantwell's article on being a libertarian, it sort of inspired me to want to become a better communicator of liberty and to better articulate it and to better use my knowledge.
Cool. I'm glad I could inspire you to do that, man. So, just read, study, man.
At the Advocates for Self-Government, if you go to theadvocates.org, they've got all kinds of books and information on how to be a better communicator. And Anand, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. MK Lords is on the line, and presumably in Florida. MK, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Mark.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. I'm really enjoying the discussion about how to spread some kind of controversial ideas. I think it's really difficult, and I think something we can all agree on is that these things need to be done with finesse, and you need to be kind of careful with how you talk to some people about things, and you can still have that extreme edge. So I had a couple questions for Chris about an article that he wrote that you referenced, and kind of very briefly in the last segment. Chris, I want to ask first, did you think that your ideology was perfect or beyond reproof around the time you were 20? And do you think that it's hypocritical to pick on a sexual assault survivor after they've been asked to be left alone? Because libertarianism seems like it's very similar to leave-me-alone-ism. And I think if someone asks to be left alone, that it might be a respectful thing to do.
If you guys want to discuss this, I'll do it after she's off. I'm happy to do that. She's a spammer and a dishonest
person. You don't want to talk
person.
To
I don't want to talk
MK?
To her.
I think this is a discussion about libertarian ethics and tactics. And
I'm happy to have a discussion about libertarian ethics and tactics with my co-host.
But you've blocked me on all of the other outlets.
I have, yeah,
because
I'm really not interested
on,
in helping
so.
You promote your garbage.
Well, it's philosophy, isn't it? I mean,
I don't see any philosophy coming from you.
I asked two pretty solid questions. I mean, I think it's kind of hypocritical to pick on someone who wants
to. I'm happy to talk to you guys about it after she's off. I'm not going to get into a conversation.
Oh, come on, you're
her.
A big boy, Chris.
I am a big
you
boy,
totally
and you are not.
This is a really easy conversation for you.
It is.
So go ahead. I mean,
I think you should
tell
make a crack
us all
at
about
it.
That
I'm not acknowledging
really
her. Do you understand? Like, this is I'm doing this because I'm on the live radio and I have to say something, but she's not getting any acknowledgement from me. I'm not doing her or Michael Dean or any of those idiots. I'm not doing it. I'm not giving them anything.
What if I sort of re-asked the question? I mean, were you picking on the girl?
Hang up the phone, and then you can ask me any question you want.
He actually called out a sexual assault victim who asked to be left alone.
Yeah, it's on the front page of my website. I'm not exactly shy about it, sweetheart.
And
if you want to talk about it, Ian, you can hang up on this woman, and then I'll talk to you.
Is it pathetic to exploit a tragedy for clicks on your site?
And what are you doing right now?
I'm challenging you on that.
Okay,
on
so
you're not
fishing for Facebook likes when you go jump into all of this mess. You people did Center
why,
for a Stateless Society. Did Center for a Stateless Society go and exploit it when they went
this
on their social justice
you,
rant, blaming it on rape culture and the patriarchy? Does anybody go after? Does anybody go after the social justice warriors who go and try to make their political points that way? Then go do it.
Well, I'm so anti-social justice warriors.
Yeah, sure.
But this isn't about them. It's about you. So I'm calling you on your philosophy and your ideology.
Well, MK, thanks for the call tonight. We'll see if Chris can respond after the fact.
Okay.
I appreciate hearing from you. And so I feel like Chris. I mean, I looked at the article she's referencing. It's at Chris. CampbellCampbell.com. I feel like you weren't throwing it in anybody's face. You just posted it to your blog. I mean, you didn't email it to her, did you?
No.
All right, more coming up. Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We finally found the line that crossed Chris Cantwell. He is furious at that last caller here, ranting during the break.
Not that it's unusual for me to get furious with callers.
Yeah, but super furious.
Do you have a blood pressure cuff, by the way?
I don't.
You need to get one, buddy.
He's got high blood pressure?
It's only a matter of time.
I dealt with the New Hampshire state legislature all day today, and I handled that just fine. And then I come on Free Talk Live, and I have to shut people down. You know, the thing is, and I'll just tell you, I'm happy to talk about the issue with pretty much anybody else.
The issue. All right, let's recap real quick here. We had a caller in the last segment that called you out in regards to a recent article you posted at ChristopherCantwell.com. You mentioned it earlier in the show tonight.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly calling me out. I mentioned it. It's on the front page of my website. It's not a gotcha moment.
But what she said about it was essentially that, and I didn't write down exactly the questions, but what she said about it was that this young lady was a victim of sexual assault, a victim of child molestation by her own father, by his own admission.
Right.
At least he posted a Facebook post and, you know, this kind of exploded on the internet in the libertarian world.
I believe Cantwell referred to him as a lefty kid toucher.
Yes. Yeah. And so you wrote an article about the whole situation, but also one about his daughter, and the headline was what?
The worst thing he put inside her? The worst thing Brad Spangler put inside his daughter was ideology.
Was his ideology.
Which is, you know, a really horrible, despicable thing to say. Let me just start off by acknowledging that I did a horrific thing, and I did it because a lot of other people were thinking about it, and I'm the guy who provides that service, okay?
But the reason you wrote this piece was because the young lady apparently wrote something, right? So,
yeah.
So the claim was, from the caller earlier, was that, well, this girl didn't want to be picked on, that she didn't want to be harassed, that she didn't want to be, you know, talk about this or something like that. And that yet you had brought this up unnecessarily. But you were responding to something that she wrote addressing the situation, which was very political sounding.
It was very political sounding, and she named my article specifically, right? So that, you know, the whole
article about the dad.
Yeah, she named,
and you wrote an article
named,
in response
to that. She said that she didn't like that I called her dad a lefty kid toucher. Right.
Okay.
And she didn't like and basically she said, I want this to be a call to action to raise awareness about rape culture and that we have to do away with the patriarchy. OK, so when I'm listening to a situation where this guy who I hated him for years, Spangler, he's a piece of garbage. His whole thing was to bash capitalism and try to mix that up with libertarianism. These people are enemies of the human race, as far as I'm concerned, him and the entire Center for a Stateless Society and all these socialist lunatics who are trying to make that look like freedom, and they get to travel around real comfortably in libertarian circles. It makes me sick that that happens. And then I see that this piece of garbage diddled his own daughter. It probably got drunk. I'm imagining the guy was drunk. Confessed to it on Facebook and said he was going to go turn himself in by going walking to McDonald's and waiting for a cop to show up, and apparently just like didn't do that, right? So this scumbag goes on for 9 paragraphs, 8 of them about himself, and just briefly mentions, oh, by the way, I raped a child, right? So I'm not too happy with this this individual. And so, yeah, I said some really nasty things about him. And apparently there's, you know, things being said about him all over the internet, but his daughter feels fit to come out and say one article that she needs to mention about is the one that calls him a lefty kid toucher and boils it down to, hey, what did you think? This guy was trying to reconcile anti-capitalism with libertarianism, probably wasn't his only bad idea, and I ripped him apart on his political points and just condemned him as a child molester in the process. Mm-hmm. And that's why she took issue with it. So she comes out and she writes this thing, and she basically blames her child molester, anti-capitalist, lefty social justice warrior father raping her on rape culture and the patriarchy. And that just made me sick. So
it wasn't his fault? It was rape culture and the patriarchy?
Rape culture and the patriarchy. And Center for a Stateless Society did the same despicable thing with it. I'm furious with these people.
Yeah, I didn't think that her like her statement is her statement, right? Like this is her crisis as far as I'm concerned. But she, what she said didn't to me point enough fingers at what Brad Spangler did, and pointed more at sort of, I mean, what's the patriarchy except a bunch of men, right? So like guys are responsible for this.
You're blaming the male gender. You're blaming society. And look, these liberal scumbags who spread this stuff, they want the entire society. You understand if it's an abused child, sort of I blame society for everything. You could sort of get that. But these people, they want everyone to behave like abused children, okay? He turned that girl into a raving lunatic, and you think she might have walked into a couple of voting booths with all of that mess? You know, this is what creates the world that we live in that I get so sick of that I have to go to Concord and talk to these lunatics. I mean, it's absolutely, I connect the dots a little bit better in the article. Yeah. Okay, I'm just ranting now. But
okay, well, I think that one thing that MK Lords was pointing out there.
Don't say her name again while I'm on this show.
Okay. What she was pointing out was is that you'll find yourself, you'll find the most recent story and you'll write an article about it, and sometimes that gets you in hot water. What do you think about, you know, you promoting your website on the back of this
My terrible job situation? Is to be in hot water, and I'll tell you what, it's a valuable service that I provide to all you people who get to sit comfortably in whatever career you're still able to have, okay? Because a lot of you out there thought exactly what I said, and that's the most common feedback that I get in my private messages.
I wish I could say what you said. That
exactly.
Kind of
because people know that it's true, but it's unpopular and cruel, and they don't want to be the guy who does it. My job is to be in hot water for all of those people, and I'm very good at it, and I'm not sorry.
There you go. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's talk to, I believe we have Nick in Cleveland listening on LRN.fm. Hello, Nick.
Yeah, hi, guys. I was so enthralled by that conversation, I almost forgot why I was calling.
All right.
I do like what Wendy McElroy said about this issue, though, vis-a-vis that girl. You know, she said, I don't blame the patriarchy. I blame the man who raped me.
Exactly.
And, yeah, but anyway, the thing I was actually going to address was the thing that Anand called about, talking to his family about libertarianism. I think it's a huge mistake for people to learn about the philosophy and then immediately go to their family.
Yes.
Because this is the best chance you have of converting somebody else because they trust you. And if you just go with kind of a half-assed argument to your family, they're going to shut down and not listen to you ever again. You should practice on the people in the street who you don't know and then go to your family. I think everybody has it backwards as far as the...
Did that work for you, Nick?
I think he's making a solid point. Whether,
I just don't see it happen.
Yeah, whether
often.
Or not it actually pans out is another question, but I think your point is definitely solid.
I mean, because I've had absolutely no success talking to people who are sort of tangentially related to me, but I have had some success with my family. Like, this is the only area where I can actually get people to listen and can get them converted on certain issues.
Nick,
and I've been very careful to make sure that the arguments are rock solid before I do that.
Thanks for the advice tonight, Nick. Appreciate the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're coming back with more Free Talk Live. Board up. We're in commercial break. Whenever you're ready. Pot them on up. Unless my clock's wrong. So we're just going to vamp here for a moment because our network is not sending the commercials like they should unless there's some sort of drastic problem. No, we are still connected to the network. I'm sure at some point here our commercials are going to
pop right
come
in.
Right on in on us. And so, yeah, we don't want to really cover anything too important here because all of this is going to be excised from the podcast. So if you're actually listening to us right now.
You think it's on the radio? This?
There's a chance this is actually on the radio. So, yeah, I wouldn't
wouldn't give to be sitting in my car and hearing that the radio host is like, there's a chance this might be on the radio. So I guess I'll wash my language. It was difficult for me to do that during that rant before, boy. I'm going to tell you, I was having a difficult time keeping him in.
I know the board op's there because he's currently screening phone calls.
There we go.
You hear something?
Those are our ads, not GCN's ads, so hopefully they are playing something.
Hello?
rent with these
there
prices.
They go.
Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Chris Cantwell went to Concord with a gun today into the State House. It was his first time doing that.
I went to confront the legislature with a handgun.
And a camera as well. We brought you brought a camera with. And so some of the footage from this will likely be up sometime at ChristopherCampbell.com.
Yeah, likely sometime tomorrow we'll have that. I'd actually cut the video up, but I've got to do some audio editing. That audio level was kind of low. I'm going to bring some different gear next time.
So we'll get back into your calls and thoughts. Don't forget, if you need legal documents, to check out LegalZoom.com.
We all need legal documents at some point in our lives, and you can go get them at LegalZoom.com. Significantly less costly than hiring an attorney. Now, they're not attorneys over there, but they were started by one. What they'll do is they'll ask you questions and then generate the document out of that. They've been accepted in all 50 states. Millions and millions of people have used LegalZoom.com, and you can too. Whatever the reason might be, they've got pet protection there. Wills, living trust, copyrights, deed transfers, leases, name changes, prenups, powers of attorney. It's LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL, and you can save $10 on the order. Now, these prices are quite low. This $10 can be very significant. LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL.
But what if your legal paperwork has all caps? That means that you're a corporation. It's a conspiracy.
Let's go to Michael. He's in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live. Michael.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to touch on some things that Cantwell says.
Sure.
So it's funny him bringing the revolver into the State House. It just goes along with the moniker that the Colbert Report put out about him being the enforcer, and that's just pretty funny in my book.
I had a blast with it.
Yeah, man. I mean, I found the hit piece hilarious. Like that dude does good satire, whether he knows anything of libertarianism or not, right?
Right on.
The purpose of the show is to insult people, and I dig that.
Yeah.
But yeah, what I wanted to touch on is like, I won't say her name. I'll do you that.
Thank you.
I won't say her name, but yeah, this particular person who calls in, right? And you know, you've written at least one piece that I'm aware of. It sounds like maybe more than that. And like, I understand why you don't want to say her name. You don't want to throw traffic.
Hey, Michael, I'm sorry to interrupt. Can you just back away from your phone like an inch or two?
Sure.
Let's see if that helps out at all. Go ahead.
Yeah, is this better?
A little bit, maybe. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Yeah, but, you know, I noticed that Cantwell doesn't want to bring her name up, and I understand why. But isn't she throwing traffic your way as well? Like, she gave you the opportunity to write this, not hit piece, but response to her hit piece on you guys, right?
Look, the thing is that when you start to understand how these things work, you realize that traffic tends to flow in one direction, okay? And so the reason that people like this individual and the host of the show that she's on attack me is because if I respond, I send traffic to them. I watch my traffic stats all day long, okay? My Google Analytics window is literally open in a separate monitor on my computer. I know who's referring traffic to my website. They're not doing anything for me. It's all if I respond to them, it does a disproportional good to them, and they're being dishonest.
Michael,
okay?
Wait a minute. Were you talking about the lady caller from earlier, or were you talking about the lady that Chris Cantwell wrote a response to on his blog?
Yes, the latter.
Okay.
Well, the woman who wrote the response,
she didn't link to you, did she?
No, and I don't even know what her name is. Like, I literally don't even know who she is. This is something that was relayed to me later on.
All you know is that she's Brad Spengler's daughter.
Right, exactly. So I don't have any interest in getting into a discussion with her, or for that matter,
No, that's not what I meant. I meant... Well,
the caller.
Her name starts with an acronym, and it has two.
Yeah, the caller from before. So she's not the one who.
Right.
She's not the one who was the victim. Okay, but she's basically, you know, she found out that she could get a lot of attention drawn to her by attacking people who had a higher profile. Okay, and that's something that happens all of the time, and I'm really used to it. And
You've done it in the past.
Yes,
right?
I've done it before.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a marketing strategy, and if people want to play the game, I'm happy to play it with them, but when people are dishonest, when people go and slander me as a thief and a liar and a parasite and a welfare queen and want to go out and, you know, really just do it completely dishonestly, they tell lies about me on that podcast that airs on this network all of the time, and I'm just not going to help them be dishonest, traffic-seeking spammers.
Michael, thanks for your call tonight. Let's go to Richard in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris Cantwell, and Mark. Cantwell's fired up. He's as red as Mark sometimes gets.
I called about the parking meters, you know, the Robin Hooding, but in listening to your conversation, like, I'm a parent, and good for you for, you know, going after people who do bad things to children. I mean, if somebody ever did anything, nobody would ever be in a position to do anything to mine, but if something ever like that happened, like, I would most certainly handle that on an extremely personal level.
Yeah, it's a thing that is you know, it's obviously terrible that somebody does this to an individual, but it's like, you know, this is something that's a pervasive problem in the society, and it's something that creates a whole generation of people with really whacked out ideas about, you know, how human beings are supposed to interact. So especially when it's like a thought leader, when it's somebody that people are looking to who goes out and does something that horrific, it really needs the harshest condemnation possible, I think.
I had to put Richard on hold there from him. Line was going kind of bad. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay. To get away from the chomos, I'm more curious, what's going on with the whole Robin Hood thing? Because my county has no parking meters or traffic lights, but whenever I go to the coast, I always end up getting a parking ticket, and it's like $40. And every time I've gone, I've always been putting nickels in the meter, just, you know, I mean, nobody there is into it.
So,
I just
to answer your question, Robin Hooding, and thank you for the call tonight, Richard. We've got to let you go. The phone line's kind of wonky. But to answer the question, Robin Hooding is the act of placing coins in expired meters. It happens here in Keene, New Hampshire on a fairly regular basis, though not as regular as it has been in the past. There used to be multiple people on a weekly basis who were involved in doing it, and now Garrett Ian is the primary actor in the Robin Hooding. It's still going on, and the Supreme Court case is still waiting a verdict. So the case was that the city of Keene went after the folks who were putting coins in other people's expired meters and saving them from getting parking tickets. They wanted to create a buffer zone around the parking enforcers of 50-foot radius. They backed down to 30 feet, then they backed down to 10 feet, and it went to the Supreme Court. So we haven't yet gotten a verdict on that. It went to the court back in, I think, September. And basically the court can rule whenever they damn well feel like it. They can rule, in a week. They can rule in a month. They can rule in a year. They can rule in 100 years. There's no time frame as far as when it's likely going to come, probably sometime within the next 6 months. But who knows? So when that happens, we will certainly let you know here on Free Talk Live and also over at freekeen.com. Zach is in Minnesota on Skype. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Zach.
Chris Cantwell, I don't know if you're watching the chat room, but somebody suggested that we should auto-tune you saying don't say her name. So I'm hoping that actually happens. I'm going to set that as a ringtone on my phone. But anyway, what I called
it
about...
Use it for private calls. Whenever somebody calls blogs, it says, don't say her name.
But anyway, the reason I called... So I was thinking a bit today, and it was actually what got me going was a post on the Free Talk Live Facebook page earlier. I forget exactly what it was actually about the GoDaddy commercial that apparently was pulled. It featured a puppy supposedly, being mistreated or whatever. And it got me thinking, in a voluntarist world, would animals be considered property?
Yes.
And I guess that's the first question.
Well, let's talk more about it. Hang on, Zach. We'll bring you back for that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And by the way, when you call on Skype, you almost always sound better. Hardly ever have issues where we have to drop somebody off the line because the phone line's bad with Skype. So we'll bring back Zach. He's on Skype. The Skype username's lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. The Declaration of Independence famously states that we all have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But what do we mean by the pursuit of happiness? Does it mean our happiness may come at the expense of other people? No, because that would deprive others of their rights. And the principle of equal rights rests at the heart of the Declaration. And our founders knew that a large federal government could threaten the pursuit of happiness. Simply put, the pursuit of happiness means liberty, the right to pursue our occupations, our hobbies, our loves, our interests, to do what we think best for our own lives, while respecting the free choices of others, even if we disagree with the choices they make. And that is the liberty protected for us all by the U.S. Constitution. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
You've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallet for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time here for you and your calls and thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, or better yet, join us on Skype. That Skype username, LRN.FM. With you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
And if we get the chance, we will talk about Cantwell going to Concord today with a gun strapped to his hip in the state house. But first, we go back to Zach. Zach, you'd asked, you were calling from Minnesota, and you'd asked about animals in a free marketplace. Can you recap kind of where you're coming from?
Yeah. The post that got me kind of going down this road in my head today was on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. There was a post about a GoDaddy commercial that allegedly portrayed a puppy being some sort of mistreated, and it led to a whole comments in which I participated, taking either side, either pro, for, indifferent, whatever. And unrelated to that, it just kind of took me down this rabbit hole of, you know, in a voluntarist society without any state whatsoever, are animals considered property? And I guess that's the first question.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're considered property right now,
yeah,
for the most part.
But they have rights of sorts, right? Like, you can't just gratuitously beat an animal in the United States. In India, dolphins are considered
unless that animal is a man.
In New York, there was recently a habeas corpus case where a chimpanzee was being held at, I believe, a mobile home or trailer sales place, and they were trying to get him delivered out of there, which I think is really one of the most interesting cases that we've had regarding this, because I think there's a continuum, personally. I don't know why it is that the Homo sapien primate is the only primate that we decide that can have rights, and the rest of the apes, the great apes, for instance, nope, they can't have them.
Well, you know, if... As far as I'm concerned, animals are property, and everything that the government does to try to say animal rights is nonsense. I mean, I would encourage you to check out the most recent episode of Some Garbage Podcast, where we were talking about a man in Keene, affectionately referred to as the dog effer, and we don't use effer on on some garbage podcast. We say it full blown. And so there was a situation where a guy was, you know, having sex with his animals. And supposedly, you know, the story was that his animals were into it. You know, he flirted with them and they responded.
What
he
claimed. God. You know? What a sick man.
So, like, look, it's his dog, right? Like, who am I to tell this guy what to do with his dog? And I don't think it's a good idea. I certainly wouldn't do it with my dog. If he did it to my dog, I'd shoot him. But, you know, it's his dog. What am I supposed to say? It's I have sex with objects that I own. Why can't he have sex with an animal that he does?
Yeah, I'm going to break out the slavery thing, but just hear me out. When I hear that, I almost think of almost the same kinds of arguments. It's kind of like, oh, that's his property. But it's a living, breathing thing. And I have a dog, and I know that that's kind of shaping how I view this. You know, I try to think.
You don't let your dog go where it wants, do you?
No, I absolutely do not.
You slaveholder.
Right.
I think there's lines drawn everywhere here, and everybody draws a line in a different place. Some people would say that even keeping a dog is against its rights.
Right. Just because there's complexities doesn't mean there's not a moral argument to be had here, though, Ian, right? Would you agree that there are smart people and stupid people?
Sure.
Okay, great. Would you agree that there's smart chimpanzees and stupid chimpanzees?
Likely that's the case.
Okay, so would a smart chimpanzee qualify for rights in your world? When a stupid person certainly has them.
Well, I guess the question we were having, and we've had this discussion about rights in the past, and I like the idea that rights are an idea that humans agree on. Now, if another animal could agree on the concept of rights, then I think they should be afforded rights, absolutely.
So if you
can get to the point of being able to communicate the idea of rights with a chimpanzee, then and the chimpanzee would agree to honor your rights, then you should honor its rights.
How do you communicate the idea of rights to stupid people? Because I've noticed that there's a lot of people in the world that I just can't have conversations with the abstract idea of human rights about. Basically, they just parrot crap they've been taught all their lives. Mm. Now, you know, smart chimpanzees can speak in the sense that you can use mechanical objects to communicate and that sort of thing. Yeah. So, you know, what do they have to say? I am me? What words do they have to string together to satisfy you that they are
the animal? You have to play, are you smarter than a Furby to win the rights argument, but you know, my thing is, look, honestly, I have some feelings about, you know, people abusing animals. I have personal feelings about that. But the frankly, like, when people into it, it's like, why does anybody? There are human beings being murdered wholesale all over the planet. And the only way that you're going to, unless somebody wants to come up with some different way, what are you going to have a government come in and say, oh, you can't abuse your animal. We're going to abuse you now.
It doesn't have to be a government. What about some market-based solutions like dog napping? I mean, if you knew that if you live in a multiplex, Chris, there's neighbors right nearby. If the dog effer was living next door to you and you knew what he was doing, would you, if you had the opportunity, or you could make the opportunity, you know, by somehow grabbing the dog out of the backyard or whatever, if you had the chance to grab the dog and take it into a safe place, would you do it?
The temptation would exist, but I have no right to steal that man's property.
And Ian, I'm glad you brought that up, because that kind of goes to my next point.
Would you do it if it was a small child?
I can act as the agent of the child, because the child is not
may not
property.
Be able to communicate.
Well, I don't need the child to communicate.
Well, the dog's not going to be able to communicate either. What's the difference?
Because it's not a human being, and this is I am
the DNA. This is very, very, you know, similar. 96%.
Well, if the DNA is so similar, then why is it not okay for this guy to screw his dog?
Well, I don't think it's okay necessarily.
Well, I'm saying if the DNA is so similar, then why don't we just say that this guy can screw his dog then? If it's so similar.
Well, I'm not supporting that. So I think that you are the one who's saying that he could.
I'm saying that if you're saying it's not okay for him to screw his dog, then I say, well, a human being and a dog are two different things. You say, well, the DNA is so similar. Then I say, well, why isn't it okay for him to screw an animal with such similar DNA?
I'm saying it's not okay.
I know. Why isn't it? Why is it not?
Oh, well, because the dog didn't probably didn't consent to that.
Well, how do you know the dog couldn't communicate?
I don't know. I guess that's it's a value call. I think in that case you would find you would find likely a jury would take your side for rescuing that
what
that
if
animal.
Jazzy was like flirting on you and you just like were like, "No, Jazzy, no," but she just wouldn't let up, you know? And then she like whimpered in the corner like, "Why did you refuse all of my sexual advances?" I mean, sometimes you have to think dogs are communicating, right? I mean, dogs
are
telling
they
people
are.
Things. How do I know? I'm Maybe. Not in this guy's house. I have no right to go into his house and You're find right. out what he's doing with his dog. And by the way,
what if he's
we've
doing it in the
got
backyard?
Bigger problems.
Yeah, I agree with that. You're right there.
The dog doesn't.
Hey, Zach,
well,
go ahead.
The animals, look, we raise animals to eat them. I have a refrigerator full of beef and pork and chicken. I don't care what those people have to do to those animals to make them tasty food on my dinner plate, okay? If they screw the chickens to death, well, I'm a little grossed out by that, but they taste good, and they keep me healthy, and they help me lose weight when I went on the low-carb diet. So I'm not going to go back to eating pasta and being fat so that chickens can live better lives.
That's a utilitarian argument. I'm afraid that that's arguing. What am I gonna? How am I gonna get my cotton?
Hey, we need utility in this world. And
Zach, thanks for bringing the conversation up. I appreciate it, and thanks for the call tonight. I didn't want to get through the entire show here. We teased it all night. You took a gun into the state house. How did you feel, Chris Cantwell from New York?
I was terrified. Okay, so I've gotten quite used to carrying my gun, but like
this was
going
your first
into
time. Doing this.
My first time going into the legislative office building in Concord, where we go and we speak to the legislature, and we go into these little hearings and talk to them and
we did it all
testimony.
Day.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah. So we, you and I, attended three different ones. One was on.
One was about making the motor vehicle inspections twice or once every 2 years. Another one was about this.
That one was funny.
System.
That was the first one we went into, and I thought it was so funny because like my automatic position is that I oppose the government, right? So when I walked in there, they want to make it's a bill to lessen the restrictions on vehicle inspections, and I was for it. But when I walked in there and they asked you, like, hey, are you for or against this? And I'm like, I'm against it, just instinctually. But I was like, no, wait a second, I'm in support of the bill.
Because in New York, how often would a proposal come up to eliminate government?
It'd be absolutely unheard of. And by the way, if I went to go look at it, I'd have been killed because I'm over carrying a 38.
Did anybody even look askance at you for carrying the gun?
Not at all. So, like, I was at first kept my jacket on while we were in there, right? And I was a little, like, worried. Like, I still, like, for all of these years, have been told that the gun is, you know, you can't have it. I finally took my jacket off and nobody looked, and I was like, what planet am I on?
New Hampshire.
Planet New Hampshire.
You'll learn more about it at 101ReasonsFilm.com. That's 101ReasonsFilm.com. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime.
That's right. 101.
That's right. Things are different here. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Check out ChristopherCampbell.com as well when you get a chance. See you tomorrow.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance.
Which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you can save.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.